Mali's foreign affairs minister says his country is no Afghanistan. Tiemann Koulibaly, speaking while in Paris, says the military intervention in his country is fighting a global threat.
We must continue pushing them up north. And then over there, there is a real need of a strong military force, air force, to destroy all the implementations around the mountains. So ultimately, the real objective is to destroy all terrorist presence in north of Mali.
Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who's also in France, says the French government and the Obama administration have agreed to the need to hand over the military operations in Mali to a United Nations mission when it's prudent.
We agreed on the need to as quickly as reasonably possible, establish the establishment of the African-led international mission in Mali, and to, as quickly as is prudent, transition that mission to the United Nations. We also support the political process that France is leading to restore a democratic government in Mali.
Combined French and African forces have already wrested control of the main towns in northern Mali from rebel forces. They're now targeting remote rebel outposts. Meanwhile, the World Food Program is reporting the delivery of food relief to the northern regions of Mali is now back to normal.